Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I've got an interesting little thing we're going to go over. I was sitting here this morning thinking, what do I want to talk about today? And I said, what's really important about real estate investing? I thought, you know what? Why don't I look into this AI stuff? And I thought, let's ask AI, what is the most important thing about investing in real estate right now? Why should someone do it? Just curious, see what they'd come up with, right? And it gave me a list of things that we should talk about, and we'll cover them. And then we'll cover what I think it missed. Because there is some stuff I think it missed. One thing I will tell you right up front, though, I thought was very interesting, was that as I watched it searching, I caught a glimpse at it saying, well, we're at 90 searches so far. So it searched at least 90 different articles to come up with its opinion as to what it gave me in this list of things. It might have been more. I just happened to glimpse out of the side of my eye at it while I was doing it as it was running through its search. The other thing that does is it really, for the first time, I really understand how much power this takes. They're talking all the time about this sucking up the power grid, right? And I'm like, I never even thought about it that way. If it searched 90 articles and read 90 articles, and it might have been more. That might have been just when I looked down. You know, it might have been going like 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60. You know, you follow what I'm saying? Counting. It might have been more. But at 90 articles, I thought, man, first of all, for it to be able to read 90 articles that quickly and take out the information and then compute a list out of all that, you know, there's got to be overlap, obviously. There's got to be information there. So I thought, wow, now I really understand for the first time how much power it's going to take in the future to be able to run all this AI stuff. And that's really, to me, was kind of interesting on the sideline there also. Before we get started here, and I am going to remind you this is our 35th anniversary here at Lifestyles Unlimited, 35 years of helping you go out and invest in real estate, change your financial position. Some of you have even produced enough passive income that you replaced your earned income, which means that you, if you like, can actually stop working. Some people would call that retirement. Other people would call that just the gig economy. You got enough money, you don't need to work. And somewhere along the line, you might go, well, I think I'll work again. I'll get a good job opportunity. It's an interesting dichotomy that hasn't been around for a long time. This is something that's just recently started to happen, especially since COVID, when people can make a decision now, because a lot of places, they don't make you go and work. And so you're at home, you might as well own some rental property because you can take care of it while you're at home. Whereas if you're locked in an office all day long, you may not be able to deal with it under those circumstances. But whatever, 35th anniversary, so I've got a special running. If you want to get in here and be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited, we've been around for 35 years. You can get in. Our memberships range anywhere from $500 to $750 was the entry-level prices. We've sold them at before. We've got a very low special right now for the 35th anniversary. You can get in for a year's membership for $197. Now, that $197 will give you a one-year membership for a family, which is husband, wife, and kids 18 years of age and younger. After you're 18, then you have to get your own membership. Also, in this special, if you log on and get this special for $197, you'll be given an option to buy an additional membership, one full membership for a dollar more. And that means two memberships for $198. So if you want to take advantage of this discount, I want you to text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. And come visit us. I mean, that's the best price we've ever had, bar none, that I can think of. And you want to get in here and get started. So now, having said that, let's go back to this AI search. You know, it's interesting how when you look at the concept of real estate investing. There's so many different ways to do it, so many different ideas about what should and shouldn't be done. We've distilled our ideas down after 35 years of doing this. You know, we've had over 50,000 clients in 35 years, and people come in and they have different ideas, and some people conform to our ideas and do what we teach to do, and other people go, no, I'm going to go do my own wild thing. So I get to learn a lot of really wild stuff that doesn't work. People go out and try it. They go, I heard this from this guy and this from another guy and this from another guy. And, you know, I'm going to try that. You know, can you mentor me that? So I really can't mentor you in their ideas, but we'll see what we think here as you go through them, if there's anything we can help you with. That's not really what I do. What I really do is mentor people that want to do what we teach, okay? But, however, the point of that is that I've gotten to see these many, 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 many things that don't work. So I've got a pretty strong opinion about what does and what doesn't work after 35 years. So let's go ahead and dig into this list because it's rather interesting. Let me see what my timetable is here, okay? Let's start with number one. It says, number one reason to buy rental property is passive income. Rental income can provide a steady cash flow and potential supplement or replacement of your primary income source. There it is. That's why I got into real estate. That's the number one reason people get into rental real estate. Why? Because you can replace your earned income. That which you get up and go to work with every day, you can actually create passive streams of income that now you can live off of. That's the number one. Now, let's take it step by step. Because you don't normally start right away with the first deal you do, you retire. Normally what happens is you start replacing or adding some income. And here is the first level of thought process I want to get across to you. There's not very many investments out there that will pay you in five or six different ways at the same time. Real estate has five or six different ways we're going to cover that it takes care of you here. But one of the ones that's most important, and very few of them actually cover, is cash flow. Most people probably rely on a 401k as their number one source of investing for towards retirement or whatever else. You have to realize, you're putting money in. It's actually taking money out of your lifestyle. It's not putting money into your lifestyle. It's taking money out of your lifestyle to go into this 401k account. Same thing with an IRA. Same thing with trying to pay your house off. You're paying and paying and paying and paying and paying. And all of this is so that 30 or 40 years from now, you'll have something. First thing about real estate investing, if done correctly, is you'll have cash flow right out of the blocks. And you'll have cash flow for a very, very long time, in like forever, as long as you maintain your property and you keep it up to date and you move your rents up. Keep your rents up there where you're still making cash flow even when the expenses grow. You know, there is inflation. Everything costs more over periods of time. And one of the things it says here actually is in here is it's a hedge against inflation. Rental prices often rise with inflation, helping to maintain purchasing power, especially with fixed rate mortgages. So here we go. We lock in a mortgage and our expenses are pretty fixed. Then the only thing that could go up is taxes and insurance, maintenance and repair. But here we go. You know, our rental income goes up. And it goes up whenever inflation makes it go up, right? So you've got income. I would suggest to you this. If you think about paralleling these two, what I want to do is cover with you the difference between the 401k and the IRA. Let's just start there, because many of these things that are in this list right here are going to be within the discussion of the difference between a 401k and an IRA. Right? So we're going to want to make sure that we understand the difference and how much different they really are. So let's go ahead and talk about the difference between 401ks and a rental house. And I want you to think, if you can, in your mind, just put one right next to each other. Lay them on the table, or maybe it's a list. Maybe you write these things down. It's the old Benjamin Franklin, what's the pros and the cons type situation. And I will start with, what is the long-term goal? Well, the long-term goal is, in the 401k, you put money in, you put money in, put money in. Your boss contributes some money to that. It's all sitting in there. It's tax-deferred money. You don't pay taxes on it until you get it out. And over a period of time, you hope whatever it is you invested in grows, and it's worth more money at the end. All right? So that's the basic thought. Let's talk about a rent house. The basic thought, if you're talking about the similar long-term effect, is you buy a house for whatever price, and you put a small amount of money down to buy it, very small amount, and then you borrow the rest of the money to buy the house. Now, the tenant pays the mortgage payments. So let's look at the difference here. In the 401k, you are paying, but you're going, but my boss is contributing some small amount towards matching some of what I put in there. Okay. My tenant is paying all of what goes in from that point forward. That's the thing you have to first of all see. We're not paying off that mortgage. The tenant is paying off that mortgage. So as the value, as the mortgage gets paid down, the actual net value of this investment is going up year after year after year after year. Just like the 401k, if you keep putting money in, it should value should go up unless the market crashes on it or something. Let's just say the markets stay the same. It should go up in value because the mortgage is getting paid down on the house and you're putting more money in the 401k. So in both of them, there is a additional investment being made, but the difference in the 401k is you're making that investment each month, $500 to $1,000 a month. And over here, my tenant is paying $500 to $1,000 a month on the mortgage, right? So 30 years from now, when we get to this end result, you now have an asset and the house is an asset. The 401k is an asset, the house is an asset. And when you get to that point, then how do you get that money out? Well, in the 401k, you got to pull it out. And you got to pay taxes on it. Now, on the house, we don't have to pay taxes on that money. We could refinance all that money out tax-free. Or we could sell the house and 1031 it into another house or apartment or some other investment and get it out tax-free. Well, why is that important? Well, you can't start living off of any of the money that your 401k made until you get it out. You are required to pay taxes. There's no way to get it out of the 401k without paying taxes on it, right? Well, I can roll it over a self-directed IRA. Okay, now you're in the same boat. You can't use the money in the IRA. Any money it makes, you can't get to unless you pay taxes. And again, on the rental house over here, that's not the case. I have this big asset. The mortgage is paid off. I can go out here and it's $200,000 or $300,000 house, whatever it is. I can borrow 80% of that money out tax-free. Keep the rent house and still have cash flow. Or I can sell the rent house and do a 1031 exchange and move to a larger asset that pays me even more money every month and not pay any taxes on it. So you in the 401k can't do that. You can't move that money onto something else that you then can earn money from. Yes, Dell, I can move it to an IRA. But if you move it into an IRA, you still have to pay taxes on the money to get it out to use it. You want to live on it, right? So in the long run, just on that level, it's so much better to be in a rental property compared to a 401k. Let's go back, though, because, again, up front, the most important thing is we're not paying the money in to pay off the mortgage like you're paying in the money to increase the size of the 401k. Yeah, but my boss matches. It doesn't matter if your boss matches. We're paying nothing to pay our mortgage off, right? Now, here's the kicker. For 30 years or 40 years, whatever it is, it takes 30 years to pay the house off, so we'll just use 30 years. We'll say you're going to retire in 30 years. During that entire time, the house is paying us rental income. Not only is it paying off our mortgage, it's paying us something. $100,000, $200,000, $500,000, whatever the positive cash flow is. Let's just pull a number out of the air and say $500 a month. I'm receiving $500 a month every month for the rest of my life. Well, what if an expense or something comes up? Okay, fine, something comes up. Take it out of the $500. I make less that month. How much did you make this month on your 401k? Zero. How much do you make next month, next month, next month, next month? Zero, 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 zero. So you go, well, what if there's a loss in my 401k? What if the stock goes down? That goes on inside your 401k. So you don't really even feel it. You don't even see it because it's just a number on a piece of paper. It's not real. Over here, we've got income, and so something might interrupt our income, you know, like an air conditioner goes out or something. That might interrupt our income, but the income keeps coming. Right? And we're getting it at least. You're not getting any income. You're just paying in, paying in, paying in, paying in, paying in. Now, that's pretty unbelievable. Now, let's take it one step further why the 401k is as powerful. And that is, you know, I'm really liking my investment, whatever it is. You like your 401k. I like my rental property. And I'd like to have more of that investment. Well, can you put more in your 401k? And the answer is, in most cases, no. There is a cap to how much you can put in your 401k. In most cases, there's a cap. There are some extenuating circumstances where you can put a little more in because you're doing catch-up. There's some extenuating circumstances if you're the boss and own the company, you know, and whatever. All those, I don't know them, but the bottom line is the average worker out there, you, me, the real world people, you can only put so much in. Whereas if I'm over here making $500 a month cash flow, and I'm loving it, and I'm paying off this mortgage, and I'm going to have this house that I paid $25,000 out of pocket. I'm just coming up with a down payment number that's pretty typical. I pay, you know, typically $25,000 out of pocket, and that's just an average range of between anywhere from 15 to 30, 35. I got 25 out of my pocket, and then from there on, I make money. That's it. Boom, 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 boom. So the question is, if I wanted more of that income, it's to make more than $500 a month, I could buy another one. You can't have another 401k account. You can't add to or increase the size of your 401k account past the artificial limit that the government sets for you. I can have as many rent houses as I want. So I can go 500, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, 2,500, 3,000. I can even buy an apartment complex and make it 5,000. And that is a major difference when you're looking at, should you use your 401k as your primary retirement vehicle or your rental house as your primary retirement vehicle? We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how. Learn now. Let Del Wamsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Del's team and get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're covering actually a list of reasons why you should invest in real estate that is afforded to me through a AI search, which I thought was really interesting. Before we get to that again, though, I want to remind you once again, if you're just tuning in, that this is our 35th anniversary at Lifestyles Unlimited. Yep, been doing this, been teaching this for 35 years. Started when I was 34 years old, and now I'm 69 years old or something like that. And thousands of people, I think over 50,000 clients, to be honest with you. Over 50 states or all over the country, but the membership has ranged for years all over the place, but right now I've got one of the, I believe, the lowest specials you can buy I've ever had, and let me explain to you what you get. Get a full one-year membership for only $197. That's husband, wife, and children, 18 and younger, and for only $1 more, you can buy an additional full membership of husband, wife, and children, 18 years of age and younger. So for $198, you can get two memberships. I think that's the cheapest we've ever done it anywhere. And if you want to take advantage of that discount, you need to text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Now back to our discussion here of, I've really been comparing the real estate investing with the AI put out there compared to 401k. And the next one on the list here is real estate properties appreciate. Real estate values tend to increase over time, contributing to long-term wealth building. That's really, when you're looking at it, the cash flow is really the best. There's no doubt about it. That was the first thing we listed. But the second thing is long-term wealth. You wake up one day and you have money. It's wealth. You own assets. And the difference between the haves and the have-nots in this world are assets. I was just a dumb health club trainer slash salesman slash, you know, worked in health club business, no college education or anything. And you say, well, how was that guy ever going to get anywhere? financially. How ever you become wealthy? And I bought a house, and then I bought another house, and then I bought another house, and then I bought another house, and I bought another house, and so on and so forth. And at one time, I had ownership of, I think, around 107 was the final number, the largest number at any one time I had, of houses, duplexes, and fourplexes, which are all considered single-family houses. You wake up one day and go, boom, I'm a millionaire, or better. But it doesn't happen just because you decided to start real estate investing. It's this long-term wealth-building aspect. Now, you say, well, I've been putting money into my 401k for a long time, and I don't think it's anywhere near $1 million. And the reason why it can't be is because you're not using leverage. Leverage is the secret to becoming wealthy, right? That is the secret. Leverage, leverage, leverage. And you can't use leverage in a 401k. You can't use leverage in an IRA. And I prove this to you if you come to my seminar time and time and time again, that that's the secret. So I think that really this AI thing missed one major part about appreciation, and that is this. You can't go into your 401k and buy appreciation. You can't trick it, so to speak. And I'm trying to give it, come up with a name for it, but I'm going to say buy appreciation. What do I mean by that? You can't go into your 401k and go, you know what, Microsoft stock is $1,000 a share. I want to buy it for $500 a share. They go, you can't do that. It's $1,000 a share. It costs you $1,000 a share. But we go out all the time. We've been doing this for 35 years. This is a consistent and repetitively possible option to buy real estate for less than what it's actually worth after we repair it. It's called after repaired value. So I might go out and find a property, a house that's worth $200,000, and I can buy it for $100,000. Why? Because there's $50,000 worth of stuff wrong with it. And nobody that owns stuff like that, you wouldn't get to that point to where there's that much stuff wrong with the house unless you just didn't have the money at the time or the desire to fix it. So by the time it's that bad, it's going to have to be taken over by somebody else. So we go in there and we buy it for $100,000 and we put $50,000 worth of repairs into it. And now it's all fixed back up and it's worth $200,000. Real simple concept. The big difference is once you learn how to do it the way we do it, we actually borrow the money to buy it and to renovate it. Wow. Amazing concept. Once we get it renovated, we turn around, put a tenant in it, we refinance the property into a long-term 30-year mortgage, which you couldn't get at that point because the property was in such bad repair you couldn't get financing for it. But we can use investor financing. And it's an amazing thing. It makes this whole thing work way better. But let's talk about the 401k. So I go out here and I buy a rent house and I make $50,000 instant capital gains. And we call it captured equity. Your 401k cannot do that. Now, you could get a match. So let's say you put in $500 and your boss can match up to $200. You could get a $200 instant captured equity because your boss gave you $200 or whatever the match is. I don't know what those sizes are right now. Because I don't have a 401k, nor have I had one since I was 30 years old. So maybe the match is as high as 500 now. I don't know. But the reality is you can't make 50,000, you can't make 25,000, you can't make 10,000. And, you know, we get these deals, they range everywhere from as low as 5,000, 10,000 bucks to $25,000, $30,000, captured equity. Say, well, how much is the every single one of them? We don't know. Because every single investor is willing to accept whatever level they're willing to accept. So if you've got it in your mind, you're not going to do a deal unless you make 50 grand, then you just keep looking until you find one you make 50 on. If you're willing to take 25, you go, you know what, I want to get a deal going. I want some rental income. I'm only going to capture 25. Say, okay, I'll take that one for 25. But give me five more of them, you know, as opposed to I'm going to wait and miss 10 of them. Because I'm waiting for 50,000 equity. And you might even have somebody say, I'll take 10,000 captured equity because that's 10,000 I don't have right now. And I start getting the cash flow right away. Yes, 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 and yes. Now, other than that, what they're talking about here in AI is simple appreciation. Real estate and the stock market both appreciate over a period of time. Whatever it is, it goes up in value. Gold goes up in value, silver goes up in value, stock market goes up in value, and real estate goes up in value. So there is this overall appreciation. The argument you usually hear when you're talking to someone out there that's a stock market or person or a stock broker or a financial planner that sells you stocks and stuff is that the stock market can appreciate as high as 10% a year, whereas real estate only appreciates at 6% a year. Well, I don't know if that's actually true, but let's say it is. Let's just take their argument for a second. it really doesn't matter when we go ahead and we capture 50,000 or 10, 20, 30, 50,000. We're capturing, you know, a very large amount right up front. The fact that it's slower to appreciate over a period of time, if it actually is, by the way, and I don't know that's the case. I'm just taking their argument that you would hear from them and expect that, you know, somehow the stock market's going to grow faster. But it doesn't. And I'll give you an example why. Let's say that real estate grows at 6%. All right? Let's do some math. Let's say we have a $300,000 house. No, let's say we have $100,000. Let's just make it easy. $100,000 house grows at 6%, so it's going up $6,000 a year. Right? And to buy that house, we only had to put $10,000 down, 10%. So now we have a $6,000 gain on a $10,000 investment. That's not 6%, guys. That's 60%. Whereas in the stock market, yeah, your $100,000 worth of stocks went up to 110. It went up 10%. But that's on $100,000 worth of real money. So there's no leverage, which makes the fact that appreciation that's stated to you on a non-leveraged basis from your financial planners and other people out there that are selling you stocks and bonds and so forth, it's not going to even compare. It's not even close. Let me say that again. If I have a 6% appreciation on a $100,000 house, that's $6,000, right? But I've only got $10,000 in that house. That's a 60%. What if I have $20,000 in the house? Okay, now $20,000, that is a 30%. It just beats the heck out of the 10% of the stock market. Not even close, right? So when you look at that and you look at the fact that we have equity growth, it's another one to come that they mentioned here. As the mortgage principal is paid down, the investor's equity in the property increases. Well, there it is. The tenant is paying money in for us. You say, well, my boss matches a small amount. Hey, my tenant matches all of it. My tenant pays 100%. The next one is tax advantages. Owners can benefit from deductions and expenses like mortgage interest, property tax, maintenance, depreciation, so forth. All that's irrelevant. The one that's important is depreciation. We've got this income coming in. Again, I'm going to make up this generic number, $500 a month positive cash flow from this rental house. This income, if set up right, if you set this investment up correctly, is going to be tax deferred. You're not going to pay any income taxes on that income. And you're not going to pay any taxes on that income if done correctly for the rest of your life, because you can use depreciation to get out of paying taxes on that income. So you earn it, you don't have to pay taxes on it. You do that for all the way up to when you decide you're going to sell the house, and then you would normally have to recapture that, but there's two ways you can fix that. Number one, you just borrow the money out of the house and keep the house and don't pay any taxes on the equity and get it tax-free, or two, sell the property and do a 1031 tax-free exchange, meaning you move on to your next investment without paying any taxes on it. So tax advantages are unbelievable. If you think about it this way, for you to retire, you earn X, make up a number. You make 100 grand a year, you're probably only taking home about 70 grand a year after you take the taxes out. If you could eliminate the taxes from all that, Social Security, Medicare, and income taxes out of that, which real estate does, you could retire on 70 grand a year of income instead of 100 grand a year and live at the same level of income. The next one is the control over your own investments. You've got a 401k, you're not controlling that. You don't know. They might be making good decisions for you. They might not be. They're charging you fees to do it. We know that. In fact, it got so bad that the federal government made them start to disclose it for the first time in 100 years, 200 years, whatever they've had the 401k, probably only 100 years. So the bottom line is you, though, own your own rental property, control your own rental property. You decide what you're going to do, what you're not going to do, what you're going to buy, what you're not going to buy, how long you need to hold on to it, how you're going to leverage it. You're in control. It's a business. It's something that the 401k gives you no control over. You're just hoping and praying every year, every night probably, but if you ever think about it, you're hoping and praying that who's ever in control is doing the right thing. And you don't wake up one day and find out that your 401k is now a 201k, which I've seen happen to myself and other people in the past, right? The next thing that's good about real estate investing compared to just the 401k is it is a nice hedge against inflation, okay? Real estate goes up in value. It's, you know, people say, I got to own gold. Gold is a rock. It doesn't do anything. Silver is a rock. It doesn't do anything. Yes, it goes up in inflation, but also it goes down in inflation. Real estate goes up and will continue to go up. Housing, we'll just take Houston area. A couple years ago, 10, 15 years ago, the median price was $150,000 a door. The median price now is somewhere around $350,000 a door. In fact, I'll go back a bit further. When I started 35 years ago, the median price was $50,000 a door. Wow. And now it's like $350,000 a door. So there is this hedge against inflation that you're not even worrying about. You're getting that as just thrown on top. That's just an extra portfolio diversification. You can put these houses in different locations, different cities, different sizes, different ages, different anything you want. You can diversify your portfolio as much as you want. You can have apartments and houses. You could do passive deals on the side with other people. You've got all sorts of choices in real estate. 401k, there's no diversification. You put it in the 401k and whatever they stick it in, that's what they stick it in. So even if you have just a 401k, maybe real estate in itself is a hedge against that, which could negatively affect your financial future by just being in one investment like the 401k. So the diversification is another important one. Now, here's the last one that they have, by the way. There's others, but this is the one they have, and that is the 401k is not going to be a generational wealth machine. You're not going to hand the 401k down to your family and they're going to continue with your 401k. They're going to have to pay the taxes and take the money and run. And once they pay the taxes, whatever's left over, that's what they have. And now they've got to go figure out how to move on in life. As opposed to real estate, many of our members eventually teach their kids how to do this. And then the kids are in position, if they want, they can take over the family fortune. And that way you don't have to disrupt or disturb and rebuild from the ground up another family fortune. You just hand the fortune down and the kids take it over. The beautiful thing about real estate investing is that when you hand your real estate off to your kids assume it in what is called a stepped up basis. All of the taxes you didn't pay your entire life because you've been deferring away from paying these taxes. You've accumulated this massive tax burden. Like, by the way, on your 401k, you've accumulated a massive tax burden. All this income, money you put in there and didn't pay taxes on. Now your kids are stuck with all those taxes. In real estate investing, they assume the housing with a stepped-up basis, meaning all of those unpaid taxes of ours for 5, 10, 20, 30, 50 years of unpaid real estate income taxes just go away. Just it disappears. And they assume these properties in a stepped-up basis. All the depreciation that we'd use to get out of paying all those taxes disappears, and they start all over depreciating again at a new, higher basis, meaning that the income they're making now is tax-free also, and voila, you've passed on a family business to your kids. That's something you can't do with a 401k. So there you go. Those are some really strong reasons to do real estate. I can come up with others. But those are some really strong ones, and that came out of AI. Another couple ones they threw in here really quickly is low affordability. In other words, easy to get in with leverage. You don't have to come up with a lot of money. Rent growth that's availability, and rent growth continues to outpace inflation. Demand for single-family rentals is on the rise, especially in suburban areas. You name it, there's lots of great reasons. So remember this. Let's get you in here. And if you want to get on that special, text the word radio to 88007, 88007. And remember this, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more of Dell's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.